I have a very, very challenging word to share with us. Amen. And I've already challenged myself. The word has already challenged me, but I'm open to another challenge. Amen. But it's entitled, "Without love, we are nothing in God's eyes." Without love, we are nothing in God's eyes. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're a God of love. We thank you that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Jesus should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, as we search your scriptures, fill us with your faith. Fill us with your love. Hallelujah. May we be able to grasp the height, the depth, the breadth, and the length of your love that is in Christ Jesus. Lord, grant us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless you and we praise you. We cast down every spirit that is against love in the name of Jesus. We cast down every spirit that promotes hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, anger. We cast them down now in the name of Jesus. And we bring each and every such thought into the captivity of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, in Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Amen. The scripture tells us, write, this is the Spirit speaking to John, speaking to John. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Ephesus. This is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand. Notice, seven stars in his right hand. The one who walks among the seven gold lampstands. Amen. Walks among the seven gold lampstands. Amen. Praise God. He said, I know all the things you do. That's a spirit speaking. The Spirit of God. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil persons. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. What that means is that you have some people who are saying from that time, and you still have it in this time. There are some people who are saying that they are apostles and they are not. Amen. You have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other. Wow. And do you don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place among the churches. Amen. Now listen, God is bringing revival on the body of Jesus Christ. But specifically, I want to be speaking about Upper Room Community Church. Amen? Just like that vision on Tuesday afternoon, God is going to do more. God is going to pour out His Spirit upon us here at Upper Room Community Church, and there is going to be revival. But God is saying that we need to love Him more, and we need to love each other more. You can't have revival unless there is love. Amen? Hear me now. I want to go further. You can't have God's blessings in your life, or through your life, or upon your life, unless you love God and you love your neighbor as yourself. And some of us, you know, God wants to bless us, but He can't bless us because we are not loving as we ought to love. And I'm not bringing condemnation on anybody. Amen? All of us have areas that need to be addressed. All of us. Amen? Hallelujah. An analysis of this text highlights the following. Praise God. God introduces Himself as the one who holds the seven stars in His right hand. Who are the seven stars? These seven stars represent seven ministers or seven pastors of the seven churches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. That means that God appointed these ministers. He appoints them, and He does not leave them alone, but He holds them in His hands. Very important. Hallelujah. The seven lampstands represents the seven churches. Each lampstand represents a church, which were addressed in the book of Revelation. We know that God is in the midst of the churches. As pastor, I believe God is holding me in His hands. God forbid that I should be in anybody else's hands. Hallelujah. As a church, we should always desire to have God walking up and down in our midst, as He did during praise and worship a while ago. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus said to Peter, "Now I say to you that you are Peter," which means rock, "and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." Praise God. Since we have come into this community and we have been pursuing the will of God, doing the work of God, all hell has broken loose against this church. But hell will not conquer it. Hell has not conquered it, and hell will not conquer it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As long as we love God and we love each other. Amen. Praise God. The powers of hell will come against the church. The powers of hell will attempt to divide and destroy the church. We need to understand that when there are divisive forces and divisive activities in a church, it is the power of hell that is at work. We need to understand that. Because God is not in division. Amen? Hallelujah. But Jesus said, as long as we make Him the rock of our lives, as long as we make Him the chief cornerstone of our lives, the church will not be conquered by the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The church at Ephesus was an active church. Man, I mean, praise God. They worked hard. The church exhibited patient endurance. They were not tolerant of evil people. They identified some who claimed to be apostles as being false. The church suffered for Christ but did not quit. Wow! At a glance, they had quite an impressive resume. Then came a shocking but. But, despite the impressive list of activities as a church, God had a complaint against them. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Praise God. Amen. I remember, you know, when I was first born again. Oh boy, I was in love with God. I was in love with the scriptures. I was in love with God's people. I was in love with the church. I went to church. Every time the church door opened, I was at church. That's the love of God. Hallelujah. And when there was no church, I had prayer meeting at my house. Hallelujah. Despite the impressive list of activities as a church, God had a complaint against them. Amen. Now, you know, it's very easy to say, well, you know, that is the church at Ephesus. But what about us? What about us? You know what he said? You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Do you remember when you were born again? Do you remember when you were hungry for God? Do you remember when you went to church, when you read the Bible, when you prayed, when at every moment and opportunity you were seeking after God? But what about now? Oh, Pastor, I'm mature. I don't need God. I'm mature. I don't need to pray as much. I don't need to read the Bible as much. I don't need to go to church as much because I'm mature. Where is that in the Bible? My first reaction to God's complaint is to ask myself if I still love God and the brethren as I used to or as I should. What about you? Do you really love God? Do you really love the brethren? Do you know that you can tell someone that you love them, but you don't really love them? Love you. Love you, love you. But it's just a little show. Amen? A facade. You say to me, Pastor Muirhead, I love some people in the church, but I don't love others. Really? Praise God. Do you know some people are like that? At this point, I invite you to repent. God said to the church at Ephesus, if you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from among the churches. Hallelujah. Love is very important. John 3:16 tells us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Amen. It was because of God's love for us that we now have eternal life. Hallelujah. God, listen, God first loved us. We didn't love God first. God first loved us while we were his enemies. God is love. Love originated with God, and that is why God demands love. He's not asking us, he's not begging us, he's commanding us to love our neighbor as ourselves and to love him. Hallelujah. Praise God. An expert in religious law desired to test Jesus by asking Jesus what should he do to inherit eternal life. He was an expert. He knew the Bible. He knew all the things in the Bible. And Jesus turned to him and said, what does the law of Moses say about the matter? The man answered, and I want you to listen to the man's answer. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus listened intently as the man spoke. And this was Jesus' response. Right. Right. Jesus told him. And then Jesus looked at him. Because although he was an expert at the law, although he knew the Bible from front to back and from back to front, he lacked love. And Jesus says, do this. Obviously he wasn't doing it. And you will live. Praise God. Brethren, let me tell you something. Unless your heart is filled with love for God and for others, you will live a substandard life. That's the truth. You will live a substandard life. Hallelujah. Loving God and others will require all our strength. All our strength. Every muscle fiber in our body, every willpower in our being is required to love as God wants us to love. Hallelujah. If we do not love as God requires us to, we will not live as God intended us to live. Hallelujah. Watch this. 1 John 4, 19 to 21. It says, we love each other because he loved us first. Amen? In other words, while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us. A sinner is someone who has done wrong. They have done wrong against God and against humanity. And yet God chose to love us while we were sinners. So God is saying, if I loved you when you were a sinner, when you were destined for eternal damnation in hell, I want you to love everyone. Everyone. Hallelujah. If someone says, verse 20, 1 John 4, 20, if someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, not even somebody who is outside of the kingdom, you know, a fellow believer. Can you imagine that? Church people hating church people. You know the word hate, you know what it means in the Greek? It means to detest, persecute, love less. Love less. Let me say it again. To love less. If we are honest with ourselves, you know, we find that we love some people more than others. And that's not a situation to be comfortable with. Amen? Because hate is defined as loving less in God's word. So, you know, we have to, it's easier to love some than others, I agree. But we have to ask God to help us to love everyone as He would have us to love them. Praise God. So he says, if someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. If you love God, you will love everybody. For if we don't love people, we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command, not request, not would you please consider, would you please pray about loving so and so. No. He says, I've given you this command. Those who love God must also love their fellow believers. Hey, amen. Praise God. So whether that fellow believer is the pastor or a leader or another church member, it's a command to love. Amen. Matthew 5:44-48. But I say, Jesus, he says, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In what way? In that way, you'll be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. The natural inclination is that if somebody is persecuting us, we want to get rid of them. That's the natural inclination. The natural inclination is that we're going to pray that God rain down brimstone and fire upon them. That's the natural inclination. But God wants us to love them. Amen? Hallelujah. It says, in that way, you'll be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Amen? And you know, sometimes we are an expert at that. We love those who bless us. We love those who encourage us. We love those who give us money and give us things. We love them, we love them, we love them. But what about those who persecute us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect. I'm talking to God's people. You are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Hallelujah. To be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect, we have to love our enemies. We must be prepared to love those who persecute us. Amen? Hallelujah. Can somebody say, praise the Lord? Wow, that one week. Come on, with all your strength. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Finally, we're talking about love. What is love? What is love? Amen? 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 7 tells us what is love. Amen? First of all, it says, love is patient. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, we were running late, and my wife was not quite ready. And instead of being patient, some impatience began to spring up. Come, 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 come. But love is what? Patient. Amen? So to practice love, we have to suppress impatience. We don't exhibit it. But practice patience. Amen? Impatience is the opposite of love. Love is patient and kind. Praise God. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Say, if somebody is rude to you, the godly inclination is not to be rude to them or insult them, but to do what? To love them. Amen? It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. Praise God. It is not irritable. You know, I find that the older I get, the more difficult it is not to be irritable. Praise God. You understand me? When you reach my age, you'll understand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it keeps no record of being wronged. That's love. You know, I love this definition. It's very practical. Very practical. Somebody does wrong to you, you don't keep a record of it, and every opportunity you get, you bring it back and throw it in their face. That is not love. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Even if it's contrary to what we thought. Love never gives up. Hallelujah. You know, so often people say, someone will say to another person, I love you. I love you. I love you. And then, you know, something happens and the relationship breaks up and there is no more I love you. What was it before? Because the Bible says, love never gives up. Amen? Never gives up. Never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Hallelujah. That's love. As individuals and as a church, God is calling us to love Him more. He's calling us to love the brethren, the leaders, and the members, and to love our enemies. He's calling us to love the unlovable. If we do this, we will live. If we do this, we will have eternal life. If we obey Him, the devil will find no weakness in our armor through which he can attack us. And I want you to take note of that. I want you to take note of that. Amen? If you have love in your heart, there is no fault. You can find no fault. The only time that the devil can attack you is when he finds fault. When he finds something wrong in your life. Hallelujah. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to, both here and online, you know, if the Holy Spirit has shown you areas of your life where there needs to be more love, where there needs to be more love, where you're not loving, you're not being loving, you're not loving enough, I want you to just close your eyes and ask God to forgive you and ask God to fill your heart with His love even more and to help you to love those persons. If somebody has hurt you, they have persecuted you, they have lied on you, ask God to forgive, to help you to forgive them, and ask God to fill your heart with love for them. Hallelujah. Because then and only then you will live. You will live as God wants you to live. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that for reminding us that we can't claim to love you and hate our brother. Thank you for reminding us that we can't love some people more than others. We can't love someone less than we love someone else. Lord, with us, that's impossible. But with you, Lord, all things are possible. So Lord, we just ask you to forgive us, Lord, of every unforgiveness, every bitterness, every hatred that is in our hearts, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to just fill us afresh with your love, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, you have shown me that someone has committed a knee-jerk reaction, Lord. Has reacted rashly to a situation, Lord. Lord, I ask you to forgive that person. And I ask you to help that person to reconcile that matter, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, that person that has or is to undergo knee replacement surgery, Lord. Lord, I ask you to extend your healing hand, O God. Extend your healing hand to that knee, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Lord, that person with navel disorder, I ask you to touch and to heal their navel now by your miraculous power, Lord. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.